So you're going to have the budget hearings at the utilities building every night this week through Thursday?
That is correct.
Okay.
Which is the corner of Henderson and Miller.
Now, can the public come and participate?
Yes, they may. And we had two or three people from the public come and observe the meeting last night. None of them made comments, but they were there, and more are welcome.
They could make comments, though, right?
I will say, though, the room's a little crowded because it's a little smaller than
right.
the council chambers. So.
The public still. Could make comments if they came?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
talk about the budget. It's essentially a balanced budget?
Yes. What we heard from the mayor last night was that our projected budget is about a little over $72 million. Of that, they are considering it a balanced budget because they are projecting a little over $66,000 in revenue higher than what the projected spending part of the budget is. So they're referring to it as a balanced budget at this point in time. And I think we have to point out that those numbers are based on guesstimates at this point.
They're projections.
Their projections.
It could go
right,
either way.
From our city controller, Jeff Underwood, mm-hmm. is projecting that we will have a balanced budget based on that $66,000 revenue over spending.
Now, that includes a 2% raise for non-union employees of the city?
That is correct. That is correct. So, some of our people in the city have representation. Our police and firefighters all have union contracts, as well as AFSCME employees. So those contracts are negotiated and over time. But for those city employees who are not represented, there will be a 2% pay increase, and that's a flat increase across the board.
And the any surprises, Tim, in there anywhere?
Well, I think the big surprise is that the budget is pretty flat.
Mm-hmm.
What we heard last night, we heard from our Human Resources Department, Legal, Information Technology, Telecommunications, City Council Clerk, Controller, and the Office of the Mayor. And with the exception of the council, which I'll explain, budget, they all came in at basically the same as last year, or 0% increase. So. Mayor Kazan in his last budget is trying to keep the rainy day fund as healthy as possible.
Talk about the rainy day fund, Tim. What does that mean, and where are we health-wise of that fund, and what's it used for?
Okay, the rainy day fund is set aside for emergencies, basically, and what we were told last night is we have about 30%, a little over 30% of our $72 million. If you looked at $72 million and took 30% of that and set it aside, that is what we have in our rainy day budget.
And that's through previous setting asides?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. And what would happen if we had a tornado came through town
right.
and did tremendous damage, we would then have that money available for rebuilding and relief of a tragedy. So that is important money to have. You know, a major snowstorm could chew up a lot of money in terms of snow removal and broken pipes and all those things.
Right.
So we have, you know, we have to think about that. We have to be prepared for it. And I think Mayor Kruzan has been very aware of that and frugal where he needs to be frugal to keep a healthy rainy day fund. So we could call it a snow fund too.
Mm-hmm. You have to, because that's part of it.
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking with Tim Mayer, member of the Bloomington City Council. And Tim, you said you would come back to the city council
yes.
part of the budget.
Yes. The city council budget shows an increase of $50,000. And the reason that money is there is the mayor put that $50,000 in the council's budget because a number of council members, if you will recall, last year in the budget, we were unable to fund the Buskirk Chumley Theater at the level that we had been supporting them in the past because of state legislation that changed the rules on how TIF funds could be distributed. So the mayor put $50,000 in the council's budget for us to be able to allocate that grant money basically to the Buskirk Show Me Theater in this coming year. And the mechanics of how that will happen will have to be worked out.
Right.
The council won't actually be the grantee, I don't believe, after having the discussion with our council attorney. We'll have to find a department within the city that would act as the basically the grantor and the overseer of that grant. But, and I will point out that the Parks and Recreation Department did a recent survey, and Buskirk Shumley Theater was number two on the list for what people thought were beneficial things in the community. Beeline Trail was number one, and Buskirk Shumley was number two. So. I think the citizens of Bloomington, value the Buskirk Shumley Theater, and we should support it as best we can with some city subsidy of some sort. So this is one mechanism to do it. And, of course, we're looking to a new mayor January 1, and that mayor may want to fund it a different way or may not want to fund it at all or may want to increase the funding. So,
Tim, in the days to come, who are we going to hear from? And do you expect any surprises in what they're presenting?
No, I don't expect any surprises because it's been kind of indicated that the budgets are going to remain fairly flat. And I have heard.
Well, how does that figure? Like when you buy Wee Willies and you're going to do the new park and all that, is that money in there? Is that down the road stuff? I have no idea.
Well, that is part of our TIF districts, and it's bonded, and that is all figured in terms of the debt service on that. That's all figured in. So, to get to Keith's question tonight, we will hear from our police and fire department, both the police and fire pensions as well, and then we'll hear from our public transit, Bloomington Transit, and our utilities. That'll be tonight.
Now, like the Bloomington Transit, for example, we've talked to Marty Hawk 100 times, and there's this interlocal agreement about who's going to pay what and how they're going to pay that. That has nothing to do with what's going on tonight, right? This is just for what's happening in the future. This is all for salaries and benefits and stuff, correct?
That is correct.
So this has nothing to do with operations. This has nothing to do with any of that stuff.
Their operational budget, so... But this is the 2016 budget for Bloomington Transit.
Gotcha.
Yes. Yeah. And then tomorrow night, Wednesday, we will hear from Planning, Housing, Neighborhood Development, Economic Development, Sustainability, and the Community Family Resources Department, as well as Parks and Rec. That will be Wednesday night. And then Thursday night, we will hear Public Works, which includes animal control, fleet maintenance, traffic control in the streets, sanitation, and facility maintenance. So that's the lineup for the week.
And then once we're done with that, what's the next step in this process?
Well, the next step is that the city controller will wait until they get the final numbers out of state government, and then we will come back as they will adjust that and reflect that, and then we'll come back and approve that budget. And I don't have that schedule. Well, maybe I do have that schedule in front of me somewhere.
You can always give us a guesstimate, a month
or so. Yeah, well, we will.
By October 31st.
Well, we will basically approve the budget in late September, early October.
Seeing no large headaches moving forward.
No, I don't think so.
That's boring. Well, what do we need to do to shake it up?
Oh, I don't know. I think it shows good stewardship of the money.
On a scale of 10, we're 10 being the best and you couldn't ask for anything better, where are you at?
No, I think we're probably at an 8 or 9 at this point.
Excellent. So, yeah. Of course, we'd all love more money, but it's a finite pool, correct?
And one of the things we heard from our Human Resources Department is that, they're anticipating a slight increase in our health care for our city employees, but they don't expect the city will be able to cover, city government will be able to cover the employees, that increase of the employees' portion of the health care costs. So it's a benefit to the employees. So, we're trying to, be good stewards of that money and use it to our best advantage.
Tim Mayer is our guest this morning. He sits on the Bloomington City Council. It's important to note that all these meetings are where again, Tim?
They are at the Utilities Building, which is at the corner of Henderson and Miller Drive.
And open to the public, so don't go downtown because the City Hall is having
their wires
tied.
There are seats in the audience, and people are welcome to come down.
Gripping.
Spend some time with us.
Can they pepper you with questions, or can they just observe?
No, they can't. Let me rephrase that. Of course, they can.
Whatever you say.
No, the way city council meetings work is there is no direct dialogue between the citizen and the council. The citizen is always invited to come and speak on issues before the council.
Tim, so, what's the length of some of these budget hearings?
What sounds
well,
like
last night we were to finished. A T. We started at 6 and we were finished about 8:15 or so.
Yeah. Better than a regular council.
Well, there's
meeting.
No argument going on. Everybody's on the same page. This is the most boring radio we've ever done, Mayor. We need controversy. We need misappropriation. We need trouble. We need something.
You're not
going to find it here, are we? Well, that's a good thing because we
Let me finish on behalf of the public and interact with the council. So what happens is, for example, when we hear the police budget tonight, the police chief will get up and give his presentation. Council members will be invited to ask questions of the presenter, the police chief. And when those questions are satisfied, the public is then invited to come to the podium and ask questions. And they can ask questions in a rhetorical sense. What I mean by that is they can ask the question, but they can't look at me and say, you know, Mr. Mayor, what's your opinion on this?
Sure, it's not a referendum on your view.
Right, and then council members can respond to those questions, or staff can respond to those questions, or the police chief can respond to those questions. But we don't get into a back and forth between the council and the public. It's, you know, it's, as I say, it's more a little more formal than a conversation in your living room. So.
Yeah. Well, that is good. That is good. Well, it's good. Good to hear that you had.
It makes for a logical meeting, you know.
There you go. And when you're talking about budgets, logic is what's the key. Rhetoric is not
exactly
necessary to get those things done. So people will have their chance to have a say on what's going on with that, and we'll see how it works. When you join us next week, you will have heard presentations from everybody. Correct.
That is correct.
And then the next step in this process is sorting through that, making sure everything legally is right. What are we looking for down the road?
Well, what can happen during the budget is...
the mayor comes in and says, you know what, that's 22. We want to make it 24 instead. Let's do that. Can that happen?
Well, they could do that, or during these evenings of this week, council members could raise particular issues. You know, why are we funding this department, this program and this department to this level? Why, you know, can we fund it higher, or do we need to fund it as high as it is? The mayor can or cannot listen to that request and make an adjustment. The city council's ability is only to reduce funding. That's the only thing we can do. We cannot increase funding. So we can increase funding by sitting down with the mayor and saying, you know, we think we need to fund this a little better. Is there a way we can do that? And we kind of saw that with the mayor putting $50,000 in the council's budget to be able to fund the Buskirk Chumley Theater this year.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and you know that.
But you
was
can't come in and say, well, let's make it 75. Come on.
Right. And that was in response to last year's request for funding for Buskirk Chumley.
Okay.
When it was a little more difficult. So.
What was the change in that, Tim?
Well, the change was that the state made a change that you could not use TIF monies for operational costs. You could only use it for infrastructure or physical things. So
makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Good job as always. Can we do this again next Tuesday and get back on our regular schedule?
I look forward to it.
We've missed you.
Welcome home.
Well, I got to swim in the Pacific Ocean. So
there you go.
Cool.
Next stop, Japan. Right.
Yeah.
It's a lot of water over there.
Sharks.
All right, Tim. Great job as always. Happy to hear you had a great summer. Happy to hear the budgets are going along normally, and we'll get caught up next week and see if there was any action.
Yes, and I hope the people coming back to town move in safely and calmly.
Bring your parasol tomorrow and your
Gordon's Fisherman's
outfit.
Day or two.
That's right. Well, there's nowhere else to go when it rains, Tim. We can't all pile in the dorm room, can we?
That's true.
we'll see you in public in about 2 weeks.
Welcome back to the students.
There we go. Good job, Tim. Appreciate your time. Tim Mayer, city councilman, checks in now every Tuesday as we are back on schedule. As we mentioned, folks, we get through the choppiness of July and August, and everybody's falling back into place, business getting back to usual, and that's no different here.